know, I think if everybody has a song which is them, like Purple Haze was Jimi Hendrix, really. You know, one song you come out with seems to say it all, you know, definitive of the band. It has to be Dear Mr. Fantasy.
When we were doing the John Barleycorn album, we never actually cut anything as a solo album. Of course, at that point, I'd never made a solo album. We just, as soon as we got in and played, we thought, well, we quickly realised that it was a Traffic album.
And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn must die. 40,000 headmen couldn't make me change my mind.
I'm Steve Winwood in the studio for The Best of Traffic.
In Dave Thompson's liner notes from The Best of Traffic, the Millennium Collection, I quote, vocalist organist Steve Winwood was already a star of sorts when Traffic formed in 1967, the teenage frontman of the Spencer Davis Group through their years of greatest success. Many thought Steve Winwood crazy when he quit to form a new group with their roadie, Dave Mason, and friends Jim Capaldi and Chris Wood. But the quartet had been gigging secretly around their Birmingham hometown for months and were now sequestered in an isolated cottage in the rural wilds of Berkshire, England, rehearsing and recording their first album, end quote. To tell us more, here's Steve Winwood with me in the studio.
Traffic was, we decided virtually before we became a band, we talked about the kind of music we were going to make. We were quite deliberate about what kinds of what we were going to do and how that was going to be different from, in my case, the Spencer Davis Group and from perhaps other bands that had gone before. And we decided, instead of, as a lot of bands had done in the early 60s, and the band I was in was no exception, we would literally copy songs that we'd heard, blues and rhythm and blues songs in the early 60s, and we'd copy them because we just thought this was such fantastic music, and we were enthusiasts, and we wanted everybody to share with us this fantastic music that we'd heard come from America, which from our point of view was world music. We had decided that with Traffic, we didn't really want to just cover songs that we'd heard and do our version of songs. We wanted to actually create a kind of music, which contained many elements, not excluding blues and rhythm and blues, but also including folk music, jazz, rock, and then various ethnic kinds of music, Afro-Caribbean rhythms, which we'd kind of tried to do before, and on Spencer Davis Group things like "I'm a Man" and "Give Me Some Loving," but we wanted to also include many more kinds of ethnic and folk music and different kind of music to try and absorb that and try and in some way inject it as a flavor into this soup that we were trying to create, and which was Traffic music.
Thank you.
Make it snappy. You are the one who can make us all laugh. But doing that, you break out in tears. Please don't be sad. If it was a straight man you had, we wouldn't have known you were easy.
Traffic's debut album, simply called Mr. Fantasy, that's Dear Mr. Fantasy. As Jim Capaldi relates, Dear Mr. Fantasy turns out to be a classic example of inspiration and collaboration.
I'm in the cottage one day and in the evening, and I'm just doodling on a piece of paper. And this is very, you know, descriptive of those days and how we lived. And I made this drawing of a character playing the guitar, but he's using puppet strings, and the hands that are playing the guitar are at the end of these puppet strings that he's working. And I wrote next to this drawing, which was like a letter, which said, "Dear Mr. Fantasy, play us a tune, so, you know, something to make us all happy." It was nothing more than that, really. But, you know, Steve and Chris were obviously... Then I must have gone to sleep or something. And, you know, we were waking up and playing and whatever, whenever we felt like it, and just generally doing whatever we wanted to do. And I heard them playing, you know, I heard this song. And I went down and I realized he'd picked up this sort of drawing of mine with the words. And there it was, you know, Dear Mr. Fantasy. You know, I think if everybody has a song which is them... Like Purple Haze was Jimi Hendrix, really. You know, one song you come out with seems to say it all, you know, definitive of the band. It has to be Dear Mr. Fantasy. You know, and I knew then that we'd come up with something that just crossed over all these boundaries and yet said something different and yet carried in it all the stuff, you know, and all the R&B and, you know, all the roots and all the influences all wrapped up in one, just came out in that song, and yet it broke new ground, you know.
It seems that the perception of Dave Mason's tenure and importance to Traffic has been grossly inflated by many otherwise well-informed rock fans over the years. But the fact remains that the musical trinity, common to all seven Traffic albums between 1967 and 1974, was Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, and Chris Wood. Don't take my word for it, though. Here's Steve Winwood.
When we were in Traffic, we used to live in a cottage, and which was in the middle of nowhere. There wasn't even a road to it. We used to leave our cars and walk, or we would. There was like a kind of track that for a few months of the year we could get up in a vehicle, and then so it was quite a wild existence, but. In spite of that, actually, a lot of people used to come up to that cottage. We used to get a lot of people. Leon Russell, Stephen Stills would come up, and, you know, Eric Clapton would be up, and we'd get a lot of great, great people. Jim and I sit sometimes and reminisce, and we just forget that, you know, these people somehow made it up to our house, which was, you know, they had to wade through the mud to get there. And I think there's something about that, the isolation, which actually reflected in Traffic's music there, that rural thing. Although we all love the city, and we combined it with an urban sound a lot of the time, you know.
Chris Wood was the main influence on Jim and I in creating the music, because he would bring to us he had many skills that influenced us. He was always reading maps, and he knew a lot about birds of the air recognition, and he knew a lot about different kinds of music. He'd bring us Japanese classical music to listen to, and lots of jazz as well, and folk music. He first introduced us to the Watersons, who were the Yorkshire family that we learnt John Barleycorn from. So he was very, very instrumental in the makeup and the character and the sound of Traffic.
Traffic's Jim Capaldi comments on Chris Wood.
Ragged piper at the gates of, you know, the gates of dawn. The Birdman. You know, Chris, it was just, he just captured all, you know, the hills, the birds, you know. He just was sort of nature boy, really, as well as, you know. And also, you know, his attitude, his, in his spirit, you know, the way he would, just the way he felt about everything. He somehow got that very much across. You know, people knew, felt that from Chris. He was very gentle, and somehow he expressed a lot of things, and, you know, immediately you seemed to be very much aware of what he saw and observed. So he gave us a lot of, you know, a lot of insights, just the way he would look at things, you know. And then the way he would just play was all wrapped up in his, you know, expression, which was, you know, special, really. Very special.
To heaven and heaven is
Traffic's 1968 debut album, Mr. Fantasy. That's Heaven Is In Your Mind. Next, Steve Winwood and the late Jim Capaldi explain how the natural environment in which their songwriting cottage was located indelibly influenced the music. Be sure to follow In the Studio on Facebook and hear more interviews at inthestudio.net. I'm Red Beard, in the studio for the best of early Traffic.
This is Steve Winwood, directing Traffic at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Red Beard in the studio.
Thank you, Steve. Guitarist, keyboard, singer Steve Winwood says that it was Jim Capaldi, the English drummer with the gypsy blood, that was the mainstay who kept Traffic's music organic.
Jim is much more of a kind of, you know, born in much more in the real heart of the country than I was. I was born on the kind of edge of a big city, and Jim was born in and brought up in a place they call the Garden of England. You know, it's a very important and a strong, powerful area, and that's really where I live now, and where we are at the moment is right in this kind of heartland. It's around the three counties area, the Worcestershire, Gloucestershire, Herefordshire, where all those counties meet. It's a very, you know, important place, kind of historically and culturally. And Jim kind of quickly got out of the countryside, I think, fairly early on in his life. But you know, it does leave a kind of an indelible influence on you, I'm sure, you know, being brought up in the country like that. And then it was also the stuff that he was listening to and that we were both listening to. And that was really that's something that I suppose in the first instance that brought us together, is that we actually listened to the same kind of music and got certain things out of music that we listened to. And that was a very important part. And I think that was that also contributes to Jim's musical makeup. It's kind of international, what a guy. Kind of jet-setting.
More, fellas, more, louder, more.
Kind of jet-setting country boy.
Tater-eaten. Asparagus-eaten country boy.
Asparagus-eaten country boy, kind of.
I bought a sequin suit from a pearly queen. She could drink more wine than I'd ever seen. She had some gypsy blood flowing through her feet. When the time was right, she said that I would meet my destiny. I traveled around the world to find the sun. I couldn't stop myself from having. We'll be right back.
That's Pearly Queen from Traffic's eponymous second album. In the multiple influences that percolate throughout Traffic's sound is a continental feel that Steve Winwood attributes directly to drummer Jim Capaldi's gypsy heritage.
I think what you're hinting at there, Redbeard, is the kind of influences within Traffic, perhaps, where, you know, Traffic has always had hinted at a kind of Latin thing rather than a straight ahead rock and roll. The groove has always been important, and we've drawn on our influences of, you know, whether it be, you know, Memphis music of the 60s or, you know, English country music or classical music or jazz or
melody as well, you know, is so important.
And melody is very important, absolutely.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene, 'cause every night I have the strangest dream. Prison by the way it could be, left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. Someone's locked the door and took the key. You're feeling alright? I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright? I'm not feeling too good myself. Took me for one big ride, and even now I sit and wonder why. But when I think of you, I start to cry. I just can't waste my time, I must keep dry. Gotta stop believing in all your lies, 'cause there's too much to do before I die. You're feeling alright? I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. It's today. Can't get up yet, and so I'm here to stay. Till someone comes along and takes my place with a different name, yes, a different face. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. Myself.
Dave Mason's Feeling All Right comes from the second Traffic album, after which Mason left for good, while Steve Winwood formed Blind Faith with Eric Clapton in 1969. When Blind Faith turned out to be short-lived, several rock reference books claim that Winwood set out to make a solo album, but Steve told me that's simply not true.
When we were doing the John Barleycorn album, we never actually cut anything as a solo album. Of course, at that point, I'd never made a solo album at that point of the John Barleycorn album. Of course, back then it was... when we were making John Barleycorn album, it was a bit different. We didn't actually cut anything that wasn't. I never actually got round to making that album, to even cutting anything that was that ever got used. It wasn't like we kind of went halfway through an album, and then suddenly said, "Well, no, this will be a Traffic album instead of a Steve Winwood album." You know, it was we just as soon as we got in and played, we thought, well. You know, it was, I suppose in that way it was similar. We quickly realized that it was a Traffic album.
There were three men came out of the West. Their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn must die. They've plowed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn was dead.
Sharp pitchforks, who pricked him to the solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with a crotchety stick to cut your skin from bone. And the miller, he has served he's ground him between two stones.
Ancient English folk song that was taught to them by their neighbors near the Berkshire Cottage, John Barleycorn Must Die, became the title of the third and most successful Traffic album in early 1971. Still to come, Steve Winwood puts forth the notion that Traffic may have been the first ever jam band. Follow In the Studio on Facebook and hear more at inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard, in the studio with Steve Winwood, Traffic's John Barleycorn Must Die.
This is Steve Winwood, directing Traffic at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Redbeard in the studio.
Thanks again, Steve. John Barleycorn Must Die. It's obvious listening that Jim Capaldi and Steve Winwood loved each other like brothers. Before his untimely death in January 2005, Jim Capaldi of Traffic talked to me about his relationship with band co-founder Steve Winwood.
Well, it goes back a long time, and basically heard Steve, you know, on the radio, really, from Spencer Davis, that, you know, it was very influential at such an early stage, you know, to hear that there was so, they had such a, an experienced knowledge about it, you know. And then when we met, you know, as we said, we really both liked, had a, sort of, like I say, an empathy about music and things. And, you know, basically writing the lyrics, that's been an internal source of enjoyment, you know, seeing like your lyric turn into something really, you know, quite unique and special. Steve has always had the sense where, you know, something shouldn't get too schmaltzy or too glossy. You know, it's just an inbuilt thing, which I can tend to get sometimes. I don't mean too sweet or something, but, you know, to you know, trying to just like find too much of a home for it, you know. It's like the obvious, you know. So musically, I can be a little obvious. I'm not, because that's not my strong. It's just this tremendous understanding of music in a rhythmic sense, you know. I mean, Steve's definitely the most rhythmic person I've ever worked with, you know, and I know all our peers and contemporaries and have worked and been around. And it's the feel, you know, it's an amazing feel in the music. And that's probably been the biggest influence on me, I know, probably, because Steve probably has been, you know, to be honest.
When I'm feeling
Steve Winwood, of course, had some huge solo albums in the 1980s. Winwood and Capaldi have appeared on each other's solo albums with such regularity that some music writers wondered by the 1994 Traffic reunion album Far From Home if the Traffic distinction was all that significant, except in the minds of Messrs. Winwood and Capaldi themselves.
It's very easy, to, as a solo artist, to get... maybe coerced is probably a bit too strong a word, but it's easy to get persuaded to work with in a certain way, to be produced by a certain person, to kind of to for you are easier prey to, let's say, the A&R departments, and you're much more vulnerable when you're a solo artist. In a group, it's a different thing, because you have the almost the strength of the character of that group around you, and those, and you work within those parameters, and it's much harder to get persuaded or misled, you know, if that was what happened to me during the at any time during the 80s, you know.
We discovered a way of working. Of course, when we worked with Traffic, we always used to, our songs always used to come out of jams, and we used to jam, and when we were at the cottage, and we'd jam, and then we'd kind of work something out of a jam, and then we'd take it into the studio and somehow kind of reconstruct the jam, if you like. We were working in the same way, but we always somehow had to reconstruct it before, and so we felt we hit on a new way of working, a more direct way, which suited the Traffic way of working. You know, we just felt that our music was going towards that. It was crying out. We felt a need that you know, either it was going to be Traffic, or it was going to be a group of another name, you know. But Jim and I wanted to make music, and when we'd written these songs together, that it was obvious that it was Traffic, because it sounded like it. We knew that we weren't going to do anything that was going to sound any more like Traffic than these songs.
Yeah, and the time just felt right. Really, what can you say? You know, we weren't like on the road to Damascus and a voice came out of the sky.
There we were, walking down the road in Ireland, and a voice said, Jim Capaldi.
Go back.
Jim Capaldi died of stomach cancer in January 2005, less than a year after Traffic was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's tremendously missed, both in the music world and especially by all those who knew him. But I wouldn't trouble your heart over the state of Jim Capaldi's eternal soul, for he and Steve Winwood were members of a universal brotherhood and sisterhood that believes that State of Grace is more than just a song title. Here's Steve.
I think there's an element of, you know, soul searching, which, you know, and perhaps with a kind of spiritual searching, perhaps. There's a spiritual element that is lacking in a lot of what goes on in the world today. And so if we can help in some, whatever small way, to help anybody see that or recognize it or question themselves spiritually, then we feel that it's a job well done.
Like a hurricane.
From the 1970 Traffic album, John Barleycorn Must Die. I'm Redbeard. I'll be back in the studio after this.